السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear parents and parents to be, inshallah ta'ala, in this episode we're going to explore a very important concept, which is a parent's identity. And subhanallah, as in Surah Al-Duha, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ, it's very important to appreciate the ni'mas that Allah gives us, and definitely parenthood is one of the most amazing ni'mas and blessings from Allah Azza wa Jal, that we really thank Allah for that ni'mah. And subhanallah, there are so many changes that we take on board when we become a parent, and throughout our parenting journey we go through so many challenges and life experiences that will either boost or reduce our level and of confidence, and subhanallah, and how we see ourselves as a parent. So it's very important for us to realize that no one is perfect. We all do mistakes. Perfection is for Allah Azza wa Jal only. Al-Kamalu Lillah. But what's very important is for us to learn from our mistakes. As a parent, it's very important to reflect on what you did, what did you learn from this situation that you went through, and learning more about yourself will help you to make positive changes. So when you ask yourself, who am I as a parent? Who do I want to become as a parent? What is my values, beliefs? How can I become the best role model I want to become? So it's very important to ask yourself these questions. As Steve Jobs says, don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. So it's very important to build in your right and correct identity that you want to become. And for that, you have to go through a process, which is finding out about your identity as a parent. And we can divide it into simple three steps, which are: first step is to find out what are your values and what is the set of the qualities and the principles that you already practice them in your life, or you think it should be part of your life and it guides you in your life. So it's very important to know what are the values that you believe in, what are the values that you hold dear to yourself, and by identifying these values and practicing them in your life and applying them in your life will make you feel better about yourself, and you will feel more confident as a parent. So it's very important to know what are the most important values in your life and start practicing them. And those values can be like, for example, kindness, love for yourself and others, and having faith, and being hard work, and those kind of core values. It's very important to identify them, what means the most to you, what the best qualities that really means a lot to you, and how you can apply them in your life. And if you have those qualities in you but you don't practice them, that might create like a sort of like negative feelings. You will not be so much in content or satisfaction of the way you live your life. So the more your values and your actions are matching, the more you will become more confident, and also it will really affect your decision making. Yeah, so the more you are in alignment with your values, it will be easier for you to make decisions in your life. And same thing, the opposite, the more you are away from the values that you stand for, the more you will become less satisfied, less happy with the way you live and what you do with your life. So that's the first one. The second one is about the beliefs that you hold about yourself. What do you think about yourself as a person? And that comes from your life experiences through your childhood and the environment around you. So what really forms your beliefs about yourself is like, what did you used to hear from your parents when you were very young, and what your peers used to think about you, and those kind of feedbacks that you used to get and affirmations that you used to get will shape up the way you think about yourself. So it's very important to realize, to hold on to the positive ones, the ones that you think are very good, and it really boosted your confidence. Like, for example, if your parents, when you were very young, used to say you are very beautiful, you are smart, you are good in this, you are good in that. So those kind of things is very good. It's very good to hold on to it. Whereas the negative feedback that you used to get from your parents or from your friends is very important to leave them out, because it's just opinions, it's not facts. So it's very important to recognize these negative beliefs and don't let them limit your potentials, limit your positive thinking of yourself, and it's very important to change them. Third step is to find out the set of skills and resources that you have. So it's very important to know your strength points and how you can use those strength points to increase your confidence in your parenting skills. For example, if you are good in driving, that means you are very good in your concentrations, you obey the rules of the road, and you have a good and you are careful and conscious about other drivers and people around you. So you can transfer those skills to your daily parenting practice. So inshallah, by finding out more about the values that we want to bring it into our life so that we can become a better parent, and also by changing our limiting beliefs with the positive ones that will help us to become more confident about ourselves. For example, instead of saying I can't do this, I can't do that, I think I'm not a good parent, we change it into inshallah, I can do this and I'm very good at that, and inshallah, I am a very good parent. And also to find out our inner strength and also use our skills in our daily parenting tasks. So inshallah ta'ala, I hope that was useful, and inshallah, if you have any comments, leave it down below, and see you inshallah in the next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.